Welcome to A World Powerfully Transformed, a new podcast from Unity on Cape Cod. We are creating community, celebrating love, and transforming lives. In this special series, we will bring you exciting, positive spiritual teachings, as well as thought-provoking interviews with guests from a diverse spectrum of the greater community. Now let us join Reverend Tony for this week's presentation.
Welcome to the Unity on Cape Cod podcast. I'm Reverend Tony Cryer, the spiritual leader here at Unity on Cape Cod. We are part of Unity Worldwide Ministries, which has a vision of a world powerfully transformed by the growing movement of our shared spiritual awakening. Each week, I will be bringing you special guests, and we'll be talking about current issues and topics that are impacting our lives and how we can take a spiritual approach to transforming our world. So welcome. Come on in. Welcome back, everyone, to A World Powerfully Transformed. Today, I'm going to be talking about finding a clear reflection. One of the most important aspects of our spiritual awakening is the discovery of your true self. In order to find our true self and live from our Christ nature, I believe there must first be a transformation of the way we identify ourselves in the world. If we take this step from ego to spirit, it has to be something we experience. It cannot just be a concept in our mind. It has to be a way of life. It is a step we take from looking without to looking within. In other words, instead of getting our cues of our identity from looking out into the world, we get our information about who we are by looking within, by spending time in the silence, by spending time with spirit, universal mind in us. In order to look within, we have to have a clear view of where to focus our attention, of where to focus our consciousness. Meditation, prayer, contemplation, these are all ways we can focus our attention inward, calming the mind and opening to the experience of truth. The more we still the mind, the clearer the reflection of our holiness comes into view. The more we see of our spiritual perfection, the more we walk the world in peace and offer this reflection of God in us to everyone we meet. This is the moment we become the reflection of God on earth. Now, it's very important that if we are using the teachings of Jesus the Christ, if we are being proponents of what he taught and say that we follow him, that we realize that he is the great example, not the great exception. It's very important to follow the example of how Jesus discovered and maintained his awareness of his God consciousness, the awareness of his oneness with spirit, with the creator of all there is. Now, the Bible reminds us that no one has seen God at any time with our eyes, with our human eyes. No one has seen God at any time, but if we love one another, God dwells in us and his love is perfected in us. This is how our love is made perfect, because as he is, says the Bible, so are we in this world. This is 1 John chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. So it says right there in the New Testament that as God is, so are we in this world, that we are to be the evidence of God, that we cannot just say Jesus was God incarnate. We have to take on the God self that we are. So this scripture indicates that we do not see God with our concepts, but with the human heart, not with the human eyes, not with the human conceptual mind, but with the human heart. It states that it is through love alone that we are able to offer the reflection of God in the world. Perfect love. That love that casts out the fear. In fact, this passage goes on to say that as God is, so are we in this world. It's in essence, it is telling us that we are God at our core. And if we can identify with the God in us, then this is what we will represent in the world. It's a matter of consciousness. I believe that if we get these truths into our conscious mind and allow it to seep down and get rooted in our subconscious, then our superconscious mind will be more active. We will be able to more readily flow with the divine truth of who we are. The necessity of a clear reflection, whether it be in the form of Jesus or Buddha or any other teacher, any other master, cannot be overstated. The recognition of Jesus as a Christ or living child of God, God incarnate, can be very beneficial in finding one's true self. But we will not be able to use Jesus as a true reflection if he's made into an idol, separate and above everyone else. The whole mission of Jesus was to be a reflection of God on earth and to demonstrate the perfect love spoken of in the letters of John. You know, being an example, that's something that now I can follow. Being an exception, that's something I can never attain. So in my life, I have made a great shift in trying to follow the teachings of Jesus to attain the same consciousness. After many years of searching and study, there's one definitive conclusion I have come to regarding the demonstration of Jesus the Christ, that he was a clear reflection of God on earth, and even more so, to me, more importantly, a reflection of God in us. The next step in the natural order of our spiritual evolution would then be for each of us to strive to become the clearest reflection of the divine we can possibly be. This is our reasonable service to ourselves and to all of humankind. This is our making of our bodies and our lives and our relationships and our consciousness and our world a living demonstration of the divine in us. And I think it comes from Romans 12, where it says, make your bodies a living sacrifice to prove that good and acceptable will of God. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is why I love unity so much, is because we have an opportunity to use all the teachings of all the great masters from all of time and space to come into our own experience and to receive a clear reflection of who we are. Follow that reflection and be that reflection. Finally, be the mirror or the reflection of God on earth. There's a wonderful little passage from A Course in Miracles that I would like to share with you. Just a little part of it, and I'll paraphrase some of it. What am I? I am God's child, complete and healed and whole, shining in the reflection of perfect love. In me is creation sanctified and guaranteed eternal life. In me is love perfected, fear impossible, and joy established without opposite. I am the holy home of God itself. I am the heaven where perfect love resides. I am holy sinlessness itself. For in my purity abides God's own. And he goes on to say that our use for words is almost over now. So when we come into this experience, it goes beyond the words that we use. The words can point the direction, but I am saying that we need a clear reflection and we need to follow that reflection from our heart. There's another wonderful part of John, 1 John chapter 4. You know, it starts out that simply we should love one another. And it starts out saying, don't listen to everyone. Don't believe every spirit. It's your experience that's important. Has the Christ come in your flesh, is what I'm asking. Because you are of God, and that is the truth. But when you experience that, right here within you, you have overcome the world. So this chapter 4, verse 4 in 1 John. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, the thoughts of this world, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And this is a very important distinction because we have been representing ourselves as a separate being in the world. And there's one within us that's greater than that. And so that's what must be represented now. The greater being, the one that is one with all there is. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Amazing scripture. He goes on to say a little further down that we ought also to love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. And he that doesn't love doesn't know God. And that's pretty simple. And that's pretty much a rule that we can go by. When we are truly loving, we are expressing God in the world. And when we are not, we don't even know, we're not even aware of what God is. Of what spirit is, what universal mind is. We're not aware of who we are. That's why it's very important for us to wake up to the truth of who we are by finding that true reflection and then being that true reflection for one another. It is so important for us to remember this. You know, that scripture ends with the famous statement that if a man says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this is the commandment that we have, that he who loves God loves his brother or sister also. And this is all I've come to say today, is that if we love one another, God dwells in us. And that love is perfected in us. So as God is, so are we in this world. We are all called to be reflections of God and to be as God is in this world. To be the love of God wherever we go. To be that radiating source of divine love. And it's so simple. Just be loving and be kind. And extend that to everyone you meet. And then you'll know that you are being a true reflection in this world. And that you will discover who you truly are as a beautiful, radiant, child of the Most High. And that's our transformation, friends. That's our transformation of mind, of body, and of purpose. And so here we are, Unity on Cape Cod, and we're transforming lives.
Thank you, each and every one, for tuning in to this special edition of A World Powerfully Transformed, a Unity on Cape Cod podcast. If you would like to support this program or find out more about Unity on Cape Cod and our Sunday services, please visit our website, unityoncapecod.org, or stop by our spiritual center at 147 Walton Ave in Hyannis, Mass. We would love to get to know you. Be blessed and remember to be a blessing. This podcast was made possible in part through a grant from Unity Worldwide Ministries and the Templeton Foundation.